we are believers and we have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are intellectually convinced of the veracity of the Quran. That's not a question for us. The thing is, we're wondering what we get back from God if we believe. What are Allah's promises for the believers? You see, brothers and sisters, what happens is God has already given us all of the talent we need to survive and to do well. God has already given you and I everything we need to succeed. What holds us back? What keeps us from being a powerhouse? Not having hope. We give up on ourselves. Many people never live up to their full potential. They never discover their talents. They settle for being mediocre. Even if they remain on the path of Islam, they're not those believers that the Imam is looking for. All of us are insan. All of us are human beings. What does God say about human beings? This is what he says over there. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. We created man in the best form. Already, as a believer, yes, the verse does mention after that, some believers, some people don't use those talents. They destroy themselves. That's something else. But we as human beings have been created in the best form. We're already there. We already have all those talents. It's just a matter of now applying what's already there. There's something else that stops mu'minin and mu'minat from living and flourishing, from having that wonderful relationship with God. There's another thing that holds some believers back. It's the difference between those who are mediocre and those who excel. One thing that robs us of joy and robs us of hope is sometimes our past. There are mu'minin and mu'minat, people who want to desperately get close to God, to experience that wonderful relationship of being close to him, knowing he's on their side. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu la. But what? I think I've made too many mistakes. I've done dumb things. I've made sometimes terrible sins. I've done terrible sins. Things I'm ashamed of. If other people knew about me, they would hold their heads. They wouldn't look me in the face. Right? And I'm aware of those things, aware of those sins. That guilty feeling, that guilty conscience, the things I know about myself is keeping me from experiencing God's best. And that's not supposed to happen, brothers and sisters. In order for us to experience God's best, brothers and sisters, we don't have to have a perfect past. It's not necessary that I be the perfect mu'min ever in the past. And if that's not there, I can never be at those highest ranks and amongst the best of the best. No, even if I've had a past, I can still experience Allah's best. This is very important, brothers and sisters. Keep this in mind. Life, as you know, is a long journey. There are ups and downs in life. If there's a person, think about this, there's a person who's going on a very long trip, but in his mind or her mind, this is in the back of my mind, if I make even one slip, then it's all over. And then let's say the person does slip, because who's perfect? The person does slip. And then now I'm almost obsessed with not making another mistake, because that doesn't even make it worse. I'm so worried. If I make a mistake, it can never be forgiven. I can never... A person who's like that, so worried in that way, I can never forget my past. It can never be right. I can never be good. This person will end up abandoning traveling. They weren't going to go on that trip. I'm hopeless about the past, suspicious of the future. This kind of believer, how will they even travel? What keeps them going? But let's say I knew that my mistakes, no matter what they were, if I make tawbah, if I'm regretful, God can fix it for me. It doesn't have to be that I'm condemned. I've made a mistake and now God got out his marker and he crossed my name off the list. If I knew that, how much hope would I have? If I know that, look, if I make a mistake, I try my best, I get back on the path, God can fix it. I can live, I can experience, I can have that wonderful relationship with him. We have akhlaq and then we have practical irfan. We're actually being mentored by spiritual teachers. One of the things they tell their students, of course, brothers and sisters, our first job is to try our best not to commit sin. But sometimes it happens. After that, what happens? I'm supposed to pick myself up, dust myself off, continue on the trip, continue on the journey. So we have to go over and make sure that we don't let hopelessness slip in, because if Shaitan can rob us of hope, we'll never achieve that great future. Question, how much does God love us? Because God knows even good people make mistakes. How much does God love us? How much does God care about us? How happy is he to see that we're trying and we're making effort? Especially in the end of times. They come to the Holy Prophet. They talk to the Prophet. They say that the Prophet says, how much I miss my brothers. They say, your brothers? Aren't we? He says, no, you're my ashab. My brothers, each one of them is worth 50 of you. Who are your brothers? Those people who believe in me, but they've never seen me. They've read about me. You and I, we've never seen. If we were there and we saw Amirul Mu'mineen at Khaybar, who would we be? If we saw our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe me, you and I, we would be different people. Allah knows that. Our Prophet knows that. The Imam knows that. But let's remind ourselves, how much does God love even people who are making mistakes? This hadith, hadith Qudsi, awha Allah ila Dawood. God spoke to Dawood. Ya Dawood, law ya'lam al-mudbirina anni, kayfa intidari lahum. If those people who are running away from me, sinners, escaping from me, not being good servants, if they knew how intidari, you know the word intidar, how I'm waiting for them. God, for mu'mineen. How I'm waiting for them. وَرِفْقِي بِهَمْ How gentle I am towards them. وَشَوْقِي إِلَيْهِمْ If they knew how much I desire them and how hopeful I was for them. شَوْقِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِهِمْ مَعَاسِي He says, لَمَاتُوا شَوْقًا If they knew how God felt about them, they would have died out of shawq. They would have been so happy that just knowing that God cares that much, that God loves that much. Just knowing, even for sinners. He says, so if that's the case with people who are running away from me, then how do I feel about those who are trying, who are making effort? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't keep grudges. Some people are like that, so they think God's like that. I'll tell you something else too. Sometimes God's willing to let go, and you and I aren't. God's willing to be forgiving. He's willing to let it slide. God deals with you based on your expectations from God. If your expectation from God is bad, bad. In khayran fa khayra. If it's good, if you expect good, so sometimes God is willing to forgive. He's willing to let it go. It doesn't have to be this way. But the person does, they're suspicious of God. They think bad of God. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهُمْ Oh, my servants who've done israf against themselves, who've done excesses, done terrible sins. He says, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Don't lose hope in Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا God forgives all sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that actually He loves those who make tawbah. People make mistakes. God loves it. He mentions this. He loves it, those who make tawbah. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ God loves those who turn back to Him. Those who, instead of giving up on God, instead of listening to those people who tell them, you've done too much dirt, instead of giving up on themselves, they still expect good from God. God loves those individuals. He appreciates those individuals. Those people who don't say, it's too late, I can't experience God's goodness. They keep trying. For instance, one hadith is this. And we have to believe these promises, brothers and sisters. Hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith says this. A ta'ib min al-dhamb kaman la dhamba lah. The person who makes tawbah from a sin is like the person who has no sin. This is now from the Urafa, when they're explaining to their students and the students of their students. They say that if you've made tawbah, you have to, this is the part, believe Allah's forgiven you. Step outside. Allah's forgiven me for that sin. That sin's over. Allah's forgiven me. Now I can move on. But I have to believe those promises. Not that Allah's still waiting for me. He's going to get me. Allah doesn't keep grudges. Allah says, whoever you are, you're welcome. Come back. I'm waiting for you.